Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Hi. Small Business Advocate. Have a great time here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Beautiful downtown Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm at the Tulsa Convention Center at the 7th Annual Tulsa Metro Chamber Business and Technology Showcase, and we're showcasing some of these really cool small business owners here in the Tulsa area. And later today, I have the privilege of spending more time with the attendees here and eating with them and speaking with them and having them speak to me. And it's just whenever I'm hanging around small business owners, especially when they're working with chambers of commerce, that is when I am the happiest. I promise you. And so I really appreciated the Tulsa Chamber inviting me over here to spend some time with them. Let me introduce you to Trevor Langham. Trevor is the CEO and co-owner of Tulsa MetroNet. And I'm going to get him to tell us what that is. And I mentioned it to you a little bit earlier on, but let's just see if you can figure out what that means. Tulsa MetroNet. Trevor, welcome to the show.
Hi, nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. How are things going?
Things are going great.
Now, you're a Tulsa native, aren't you?
I'm a Tulsa
native.
Born
and bred right here.
Since I was 7 years old.
Since you were seven, all right. Mm-hmm. For those people who haven't figured out what Tulsa MetroNet means, what does that mean?
MetroNet is a metropolitan wireless network, and we see them popping up around the states, and we've seen stuff in the news lately about Google building a MetroNet in Philadelphia,
right,
and things like that. So
right,
that's what we are, but we're doing it in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Local. Well, you know, Trevor, I said earlier this week, I think, we were talking about technology, and people keep talking about where's the new killer apps. And maybe it's stretching it a little bit, but I don't think too much. To me, the two killer apps for the first decade of the 21st century are wireless internet and nanotech, the molecular technology at the molecular level.
Right.
What do you think?
Absolutely. We couldn't agree more. I mean, there's wireless is in the progression of evolution, just like cell phones were
right,
10 years ago.
Right.
So we're seeing people go from mobile phones in their houses now to cell phones to digital cell phones, and wireless is kind of on that same. It's a few years behind it. It's catching up faster. The ramp has been faster, but I definitely agree.
Well, you know, I remember maybe 3 years ago reporting that 10% of American households had broadband connectivity, and it was pitiful. And when a number of other countries were much farther along than we were, But now it's approaching 50%, I think, but I think that measurement is hardwired.
That's right.
I think that's what they're thinking of when they're doing that measurement. But companies like yours, we're very fast moving to the point where hardwired, what is that? You know, it's going to, it's just about all going to be wireless, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's one of the things we looked at for Tulsa, the demographics. Tulsa is a very technology-savvy community, so when we looked at broadband reports and Nielsen ratings for this area,
right,
it was above 50%. We're above the national average for, as you said,
hardwired
mm-hmm, usage, narrow band, which is dial-up, and broadband, which
right,
is, you know, cable or DSL usually.
Right.
So
mm-hmm,
that's one of the things we considered before we decided to launch. Tulsa's
so
a real good.
You had people who would understand your message.
Absolutely.
And when you talked about the benefit of wireless fidelity, wireless internet fidelity, they got it.
They got
it. Was intuitive immediately.
Absolutely. They knew what they wanted already. They knew, I want exactly what I have at home or at work. I just want to be mobile.
Did you, before you did that research, did you believe that was the case?
Yes, I had a gut. I mean, really all we were waiting on is the technology vendors to come of age. The idea was solid. The adoption rate was solid. We were waiting for good equipment, basically, and it took that long for
really?
Them to. Yeah, I mean, that was our experience. We 2 years ago, we'd had this idea, and there just wasn't anything out there that was seasoned, that was proven, that was good outdoor, you know, equipment that you could build a network with. That's not true anymore.
Knock a wall down.
That's right.
And that sort of thing to get to the computer.
That's right.
You know, think about that, though, Trevor. You had an idea. The technology wasn't there. You looked at your clock and you said, "Oh, let's go eat lunch." Okay, after lunch. Hey, we have the technology now.
That's
I mean,
right.
It's almost. I mean, you said 2 years, but it's all in terms of history.
Yeah.
In
no,
terms of how the evolution of technology over history. I mean, you could have had an idea like this 100 years ago, or even 10 years ago, some kind of an idea. The technology wasn't there, and you said, "Well, maybe in my lifetime."
That's right.
Today you go to lunch and come back and you know, check on it again.
Yeah, and in the technology scheme of things, you know, we used to see things, major upheavals every 3 years and every 2 years.
Yeah.
Now it's every 12 months we see a major change, so it's definitely increasing.
An internet year today, in terms of generations, folks, in terms of product generations, in terms of the evolutionary process of the marketplace, we used to think of, I mean, I, you know, when I came up as a young pup, about your age, Trevor, a year was a year. It was 12 months. In the marketplace, a year today is called an internet year. It's 90 days. And you know what? 5 years is probably going to be 60 days.
Yeah.
And who knows, you know. And that's what's, nothing is really new under the sun. If you think about it, Trevor, a computer is just a fancy wheel. What's taking everyone's breath away, it's not the change of the things, it's the velocity of the change of the things.
Right.
Don't you think so?
Absolutely. The speed at which we've seen the technology improve and just people's adoption rate and what people want, what the next generation, what we're seeing, what students want versus what their parents wanted, it's incredible, you know, changed incredibly. Now they want music on demand, videos on
right.
demand. They want to be mobile. They want to use their laptop in not just bookstores but other restaurants and, you know, out in the parks. And that's kind of what drove this business plan.
So, and the thing is that's an interesting point there, the generational thing. It's not a one-size-fits-all, is it? I mean, you really have to think about the different generations and how they want to use this technology, don't you?
Right. I mean, and when we tried to sell this idea to investors and the banks, they said, who's your demographic? They're always very interested in that. What's your marketing
right.
plan? And we said, everyone.
Everyone.
And it's hard for them to believe that. And we're like, you know, you have business professionals, mobile professionals, businesses, residential users, students.
Right.
You know, everyone uses that
travelers,
technology. Ever.
Like me. By the way, I'm online, folks. I'm connected through Metronet,
yeah.
Wireless here, using your password.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the connection.
No problem.
All right. Trevor, thank you. And I will be right back after these messages. Intel. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe to my blog, which you can get to from the homepage or at jimsblog.biz. Lots of good things you can do there on the website, and I hope you'll check it out and take advantage of it because it's all free. Trevor Langham is in front of us, ladies and gentlemen. He's the CEO of Tulsa Metronet, and it's a wireless company providing wireless internet to the Tulsa area. Trevor, what is the geographical area? What's the square miles that you cover with this?
Right now we have about 7 to 8 square miles. We're serving kind of the midtown and south side of downtown and
right.
Tulsa. We're rolling out about 5 square miles a month as our current
Congratulations.
Rollout rate. So we plan to have 72 square miles, which is kind of the whole Tulsa metro area, done in the next 12 to 18 months.
Now, do you anticipate competitors coming in and trying to compete with you?
We do. The way we're rolling it out like a larger city would roll it out.
Right.
So we feel like the kind of service we're offering and that's kind of one of our things we thought is first to market is very important in this space.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it is an unlicensed spectrum, if people know what that
right.
means.
As opposed to the cell phones when they came in, originally many communities you could only have two companies per area.
Right. So this is unlicensed spectrum, uniband versus the licensed spectrum. So
right.
really first to use the band is kind of going to be your incumbent. So that's what we wanted to be in Tulsa, be first to market.
Right. Well, good for you. Any plans to go to other markets?
Yeah, Tulsa is a test market. I mean, if this goes well, we want to expand to rural areas for sure, and we also would want to approach any city Tulsa size probably or smaller.
Right.
You know, we don't want to end up competing with the big boys with the Sprints and the Nextels and the
Google.
Singulars and the Googles of the, yeah, going to cities.
I was going to say, how would you do that?
Well, you know, and Google, I tell people this, they say, aren't you worried about Google competing with them, whatever. Google is not building and maintaining their own network. They're just
right.
funding it. So Google would look to someone like us, a provider,
right.
yeah, to build and maintain a network.
Do you have those guys on your speed dial?
Absolutely. Yeah. Anybody.
One thing about them, they got the cash, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they do have the cash. And
yeah.
if they wanted to buy our network, once it gets, you know, healthy and robust, then that's fine with me, too.
I got you. Well, I hope that works out for you. How many customers you got now?
Right now, we have about 350 customers.
Well done.
You know,
what's it cost to have wireless?
Our base package is $24.95 a
wow.
month.
Wow, that's about half of of DSL or cable, isn't it?
Normally it is, yeah. They do have some bundled package. You know, our the deal with our package is it's no commitment, no long-term contract.
Really?
Month to month. People can try a 1-day, 2-day, 7-day, 30-day package. We see a lot of users that do that. They try for 2 days, and they want to try it out for a couple of days, and they're, oh, okay, I really like it. Now I'm a monthly subscriber.
So right.
That's really unique to our space as well.
Well, good. Tell us about the technology.
The technology is basically Wi-Fi. It's been around for years,
yeah.
But now it's getting to the point where it's a lot higher power. You have these outdoor units I mentioned before
right.
that are
they'll knock a wall down to get to your computer.
Absolutely, and so it's made people. You have the ability. Used to the Wi-Fi units that were sitting in your home or your office. You know, these little blue boxes we've all
right.
seen.
Right.
Well, now they're much larger and they're mounted outdoors. We put them on mm-hmm. billboards. We put them on
like my Linksys. I've got a little Linksys unit
exactly.
in my office.
So we got a contract with the city or the power company to put them on light poles. We've got them mounted on all kinds of different assets outside.
Weatherproof and all that kind of
weatherproof.
Stuff. How far does one of those project?
They project over a mile.
Really?
Themselves. But really, the only issue we run into is client devices. They have
right.
to be powerful enough to talk back to them. So, you know, we have to put in more than we really would need
right.
to because of density, because
right.
of the user devices. So
eventually, am I going to have to start wearing aluminum foil around my head with all these with all these radio things coming in, the radio, the Wi-Fi, and cell phones? You know, am I going to start wearing aluminum foil or something?
You know, it is a concern. So
is it really?
Yeah, I mean, it is. And those units, they say when you're working on them to stay 16 inches away or farther.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
my guys that work for me get paranoid sometimes. We turn them on. We kind of set them away from us. So absolutely.
Right. Give us your website, please.
Website is www.tulsametronet.com.
All right. What do we find when we get there?
We tried to make a kind of a who we're about, our service area, our pricing's online. You can contact us there. You know, we looked at all the other kind of wireless websites across the U.S., and
mm-hmm.
we tried to make kind of a best-of-breed website that looks good and gives people the information they want. You can sign up there, all that kind of good information.
Now, how many employees you got?
Right now we have 10 employees. And we've been growing at a rate of about one employee per month. We started in February of this year.
When will you make a profit?
We should be cash flow positive next month.
Next month?
Yeah.
No, I noticed you didn't say anything about profit.
No, we'll be profitable here in the next few months.
But cash is king.
Cash is king.
Right.
If you're cash flow positive, you're in good
cash
shape.
Cash flow positive next month. And how long have you been actually offering it to customers?
Only 2 months.
2 months? You're going to be cash flow positive in 3 months?
That's right.
Congratulations. I like that business model.
Yeah.
Can I get in?
It's a good one.
Can I get in on that?
Maybe.
Trevor, give us your website one more time, please.
It's TulsaMetronet.com.
Trevor Langham, ladies and gentlemen, he's the CEO of Tulsa Metronet, one of the world's newest small businesses in the world.
That's right.
Thank you, Trevor.
Thanks.
Look, I'll see you later today.
Okay, sounds good.
Trevor Langham, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be, too. I got to go for just this hour, though. I'll be back on the other side of the news before I go, though. I want to thank my heroes, small business owners like all these people standing around me right now. So proud of them. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.